although this bit does look tricky, and granted it is, however, it is important for this exam, you know, specifically the bit where it says, you know, you could be trading in gold or any other precious metal, and or it could be oil or something like that as well. So you do a trade in oil or in gold, but that's not actually what you normally do. And actually, the gold and the oil never actually gets transferred. So basically, all you're doing is agreeing a price with somebody based on the price of the gold or metal or oil or whatever, not actually dealing in the gold or oil or whatever. And so therefore, this is a derivative. It's deriving its value from the price of gold. And so therefore, is a financial instrument as opposed to just a normal trade. So to reiterate, if you get in a question and the examiner says something like the gold was never actually transferred or the oil is never actually delivered, all he's saying is look, this is actually a financial instrument because it's deriving its value from the oil rather than it being an actual trade for oil. If he says that the transaction always results in the delivery of the gold or always results in the delivery of the oil, then he means that, look, this isn't a financial instrument, so don't worry about that. Just carry on with normal financial accounting rules.